Leave Lebanon. That's the instruction of many countries, including Ireland, to their citizens there amid fears over an all-out war between Hezbollah, Iran and Israel after the killing of a Hezbollah commander in Lebanon and a Hamas leader in Tehran last week. The Iran-backed militant group says a strong and effective response to the killing of Fahad Shukr is coming, while Iran says it will retaliate for the killing of a Hamas leader, which it blamed on Israel. GOAL's Director of Program Operations, Colin Lee, is with us. He's in Beirut. Colin Lee, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How is it where you are?
Yeah, I'd say there's pretty much been an uneasy calm over the past week, certainly a level of uncertainty. I suppose it's different in a sense. My wife is Lebanese. Our family are here. So we look at it through the sort of Lebanese lens, where they've been through so many sort of ups and downs over the years. So whilst there is a lot of concern, we're hoping that this rides out in some sense over the coming days and weeks. We kept hearing 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours, and you know, a strike by Friday. The longer it goes on, you know, I think the more upbeat people might become here, but it certainly has been extremely tense. Hasn't been helped in Beirut by we've had overflights by the Israeli Air Force jets at very low altitude with those sonic booms, which are pretty loud, just as the sort of psychological warfare increases. So yeah, it is tense here. You mentioned just at the start there about being asked to leave. I think we're certainly booked on a flight out of here on Sunday. There's been two of the main carriers, Air France and Lufthansa, who cancelled flights. So there's a backlog on flights. There's an overbooking of flights, and there's certainly an overpricing of flights as well. So I think anyone who wishes to leave and who's trying to leave is doing so and has been doing so over the last week or so. So, yeah, look, fingers crossed it all sort of pans out at some stage.
You've been there during conflict before. How does this compare?
Yeah, I spent 14 years here. This definitely feels different in the sense that it is regional. It comes at a really bad time for Lebanon. Last Sunday was 4 years since the Beirut port blast. So, you know, in terms of the condition of the country and the condition of the people, I'd say it's coming at a really bad time. A lot of people had left Lebanon. The economy's in tatters. We don't have a government. So if there is a war here, it won't be the Lebanese people who will decide that. And unfortunately, they'll be the ones who'll be dragged into it. So, you know, it's I've lived here when there's been calls for nationals to leave in the past. And as I said, there's been ups and downs. But this feels a little bit different, definitely more on edge. You mentioned the killing of the Hezbollah commander in Beirut. I think, you know, when things come closer, we're used to the south getting a lot of fighting and seeing a lot of damage going on down there and deaths as well. When it inches closer towards Beirut, there is a real concern. 100,000 people have moved out of South Lebanon up towards Beirut, and many people have started to leave the Dahiye, which is the southern suburb beside the airport. And that's dubbed mainly in the media as Hezbollah Central, but it's also home to many Shia families, and they've started to move out for fear that it might be attacked as it was in 2006. So, yeah, there is a level of fear, certainly, and I think, you know, Lebanon can't really sustain a war at this stage. 2006, 18 years ago, was a big one. It decimated the economy. The infrastructure, the airport was hit. But at that time, the economy was doing relatively okay. There was empathy from the Gulf states, and we didn't have 1.5 million Syrian refugees in amongst a population of 5 million. So Lebanon's paid its due at this stage, needs a break. And I think very much the population, not just of the south, but throughout Lebanon, need a break at this stage.
What is and what can GOAL do there?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't say that funding is an issue for Lebanon. I think empathy has decreased somewhat for Lebanon because of, I suppose, the world we live in. We're up against the clock in crises in Ukraine and Sudan and other places. So funding for Lebanon has decreased across the just across all sectors. So that is a concern that funding continues to do it. But, you know, we're working with a partner, and we had a team on the ground here on October 8th. We looked at October 7th when it occurred and thought that this will probably spill into Lebanon. And we had a team on the ground on the 8th here. And we've been working with a partner, AMEL, in South Lebanon, and very kindly supported from Irish Aid late last year. through the Department of Foreign Affairs, and we've just continued a new funding agreement with them. So they're supporting health needs in the south. They've got a number of clinics, two of them which were partially destroyed very recently. They've lost medical equipment, drugs, all that sort of stuff. So we will continue to support them in South Lebanon. They're doing a terrific job, and they've got tremendous access. You got to remember as well that there is a concern about movement in South Lebanon. We see what's going on in Gaza in terms of targeting of humanitarian aid workers. And there is a concern around movement. So reach it will be an issue.
Colin Lee, Director of Program Operations for GOAL in Beirut. Thank you for speaking with us.